Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Kedoshim. That's Perek Yotes, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk says, "Vayidaber Shalom Moshe Leimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber El Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael V'amarta Aleihem, speak to the entire assembly of the B'nei Yisrael and tell them, Kedoshim to you shall be holy, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, for I am holy Hashem your God." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Daber El Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael. Rashi explains, by the fact that it says, Daber El Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael, speak to the entire assembly of B'nei Yisrael, when are you going to be speaking to the entire assembly? Teaches us that this parsha was said at Hakel. Hakel is when all B'nai Yisrael is gathered together. The reason why this was said then is because the majority of the essentials of Torah are in this parsha. Kedoshim tiyu, you shall be holy. What type of holiness are we talking about? Have a prushim in arayos min avera. You should stay far away from forbidden relationships in avera. Because anytime we see the pasuk talking about erva, arayos, at hametzah kedusha, you find kedusha being spoken about. Isha zayin v'chalala, ani Hashem mekadeshchem. V'lo yichal zarei, ani Hashem mekadeshay. Kedoshim yiyu, isha zayin v'chalala. A man shall fear his mother and father. And you shall watch, you shall guard my Shabbosos. I am Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Gimel. Ish imay va'aviv tiro. Kol echad mikem tiro av v'imay. Each one of you has to fear his father and mother. That's a simple understanding. Midrash explains. Eli ela ish. I only know from this pasuk that a man has to fear his father and mother because the pasuk says ish. Isha minayin. How do I know that a woman has to fear her mother and father? When the pasuk says tiro'u harei kan shnayim, that's referring to two people. In Cain asks Rashi, Lama Neymar Ish, why is it the Pasuk specifically says Ish? Shah Ish, Sipik Biyade Lasos, the man is one that's able to carry out fearing his father and mother, Aval Isha Roshos Acher Maleha, a woman she has someone else's Roshos over her, she first has to do her husband's will, and only then she could go about fearing her father and mother. Imai V'av Tiro, Rashi points out, Kan Hiktim Eim La'av, over here the mother is mentioned before the father. Why is that? Lefisha Gali the fun of Shaben Yarius of Yasir Imai, we know that a person tends to fear the father more than the mother. That's what the Pasuk points out, by fear that a person should fear their mother, first mentioning mother, and only then father. A b'chavad, when it comes to honoring one's parents, hikdim av l'aim, the father is mentioned before the mother. It says, kabit es avicha v'asimecha. Why is that? L'fisha gali v'fanu shaben m'chavad es ima yasem re'aviv. It's more common that a person is going to honor their mother over their father, m'neishim shadalto b'dvarim, because she's always speaking nicely to him and doing nice things for him. That's why the pasuk emphasizes a person should not forget to honor their father as well. The pasuk mentions keeping Shabbos right after fearing a father. Loimer, to tell you, af b'ish even though I've warned you that you have to make sure to fear your father, if your parents tell you, don't listen to them, and that's the same with all the other mitzvahs as well. The pasuk concluded, you and your father are chayv in my kavod, says Hashem. Therefore, don't listen to him to mevatel something I said. Now Rashi explains, what does that mean to fear a parent? Don't sit in his place, don't speak in his place, don't contradict him when he says something. Vezu kavod, what's honoring a parent? Machel mashke, giving food and drink. Malbesh umanil, getting them dressed, putting on their shoes. Machnis umaitzi, bring them in and bring them out. Don't turn to foreign gods, and don't make molten images for yourself. I am Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Daled, Al tifnu el elilim, la'avdom, to serve them. Elilim, what's a lashon of elilim? Lashon al, it's a lashon of nothingness. Kiloi hu chashev, this thing, this God, is like nothing. And molten gods, tchilas and elilim heim, at the beginning, they're like nothing. However, if you turn towards these idols, these other gods, soif chalas eisen elihos, at the end, you're going to make them into a god. You shall not make for yourself. You shouldn't make for others. Others shouldn't make them for you. If you're going to say that you shouldn't make it for yourself, but really others can make it for you, Harik Varnemar already says in a different pasuk in Shmois, when you shecht a carbon shlamim for Hashem, it shall be shechted as an appeasement for you. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Hey Vechises Bechu. This topic is only speaking about that when a carbon is being shechted, it has to be shechted with the intent that it's going to be eaten within the requisite amount of time it's allowed to be eaten in. If you're going to think that this pasuk is telling us that there's a specific amount of time that a person is allowed to eat a carbon, we already have that pasuk somewhere else, and the pasuk discusses how much time a person is allowed to eat a carbon in. It shall be shechted as an appeasement for you. When this carbon is being shechted, it has to be be done to be a nachas ruach for the owner. Sheheh lachem l'ratzain, it should be l'ratzain as an appeasement for you. She'im tachshavu olav machshavas psol. If you're going to think an improper thought that's going to possel the carbon, lo yiratza aleichem l'fanei, it's not going to be as an appeasement for you before me. Let's go back to Chomash Pasuk Vav. B'yom zevachem yachel, on the day of your shechting it, it shall be eaten, u'imacharas, and the next day, v'anoyser ad yom ha'shlishi ba'esh yisarif, and that which is left over till the third day shall be burned in fire. V'imhei achel yachel ba'yom ha'shlishi, and if it shall be eaten on the third day, pigul hu lo yiratza, it's pigul, it's rejected, it's not a ritzui, it's not an appeasement. Let's just see the last Rashi in Pasuk Zayin, pigul. What's the lashon of pigul? Mesoyav, it's repulsive to Hashem. So this pasuk that we just read is referring to the iser of pigul. If a carbon is shechted with the intent that it's going to be eaten outside of its proper place where it's allowed to be eaten, it's considered a pigul. And continuing with Chomash Pasuk Ches, va'oichla v'avayna yiso, one that eats it, he's going to carry his sin. Ki has kodesh Hashem chilel, for he has desecrated that which is holy to Hashem. V'nechrosa ha'nefesh ahime amel, and that soul is going to be cut off from its nation. And the pasuk continues, v'kosarchem es katsir atchem, and when you harvest that which grows in your land, lo'izachal pasad chaliktar, do not completely harvest the corner of your field, v'leket katsir chaloisalake, and don't gather the leket of your harvest. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tes, lo'izachal pasad chal she'aniach peya b'seif sadeu. This teaches that a person has to leave peya, they have to leave the corner of their field. V'leket katsircha shibalam hanoshim shas katsira. This is referring to stalks that fall at the time of harvest. Achas eshtayim, one or two stalks that fall, that's considered leket. Aval shalish in leket, if three stalks fall, that's not leket. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yod, v'karmachal loisa oilel, and don't harvest the young grapes of your vine. Uperet karmachal loisa laket, and that which fell from your vine, don't gather. Le'oni v'lager tazev oisam, leave them for the oni and for the ger. Ani Hashem lekechem, I'm Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Yod. To oilel, le'titol oilelais shaba, don't take the oilelais, the young grapes, v'hinani kars, those are the ones that are recognizable. Eze oileles, what grapes are considered oileles, that they're the young grapes? Kosha ein lo loikatef v'loinatef, it doesn't have literally a shoulder or dripping, which means it doesn't look like a full cluster of grapes, that the top of it is wider than the bottom of it, that's like a shoulder, and dripping means the grapes down at the bottom look like they're dripping down. If it's not formed like a regular cluster of grapes, that's considered oilelois, and that's something that has to be left for the ani and the ger. Uperet karmacha, gagrei anovim anoshim shas betzira, these are individual grapes that fall at the time of the harvest. Ani Hashem alekeichem, dayan li pareya, I'm a judge that will punish if these things are not left for the aniim. Ve'eni gaivim mikem el nefashos, and what is the punishment going to be? It's going to be souls, it's going to be lives. Shenemar, it says, Al tigzal dal, ki Hashem yarev rivam. Bet chomesh pasuk yod alef, lo tignayvu, don't steal, v'lo sechachashun, do not deny, v'lo sechakru, ish bamisoy, and one should not lie to another. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yod alef, lo tignayvu, azhar l'gayniv mamin, this is a warning for stealing money. Aval lo tignayv shabaser sadibres, when it says, don't steal on aser sadibres, azhar l'gayniv nefashis, that means don't kidnap people. Dabar alamin min yonay, dabar shachayavan olav, misis bezdin. V'lo sechachashu, don't deny, lefi shenemar, since it says earlier, v'chichesh ban, he denied it, mishalim karen v'chaymesh, that person pays account in a chaimesh, that's referring to a person denying an aveda or deposit or something of his friends that he really has, but he denied that he doesn't have it. We caught him, it turns out that he does have it. He has to pay a karen and a chaimesh, meaning the principal amount and then a fifth added value. Lamanu einish. From there we learn the punishment. Azhar minayin, what about the warning? Tambalimer, that's why our pasuk says v'loisechachashu. V'loisechakru, don't lie. Lefishan Emerson says previously v'nish b'hal shaker, that a person swore falsely. Yishalim karen v'chaimesh, that teaches us he has to pay a karen and a chaimesh. Lamanu einish, that teaches us the punishment. Azhar minayin, what about the warning not to swear falsely? Tambalimer, over here it says v'loisechakru. And now Rashi just teaches us a musar. Loitignayv v'loisechachashu v'loisechakru v'loisechavu. The next pasuk tells us don't swear falsely. Im ganafta, that teaches us that if you're going to steal, sevchal chachesh, at the end you're going to end up denying. Sevchal shaker, then you're going to end up lying. Sevchal yishav l'sheker, you're going to end up swearing falsely. Let's go back to Chomesh Pasuk Yud Beis. V'lois yishavu b'shmil ha'shaker. Don't swear falsely in my name. V'chilatas shem lekecha ani Hashem. Thereby profaning the name of your God, I'm Hashem. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis. V'lois yishavu b'shmi. Lomanemar, why does the pasuk have to say don't swear falsely in the name of Hashem? L'fisha nemar, since it already says lois yis Hashem Hashem lekecha l'shav. Yochel, you might think lo yechayv el Hashem hamiyuchad. If a person uses Hashem's unique name, minayin l'rabbis kol kinuyim. How do we know if a person uses any one of Hashem's names, that's considered swearing falsely in the name of Hashem? Tamalimer, that's why the pasuk over here says, "V'lois yishavu b'shmi la'shaker kol shem sheyeshli." Any name that I have, if a person swears using that name and it's false, he's over this. Don't cheat your friend. Don't steal. Don't allow the wages of your worker to stay with you until the morning. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Gimel. Lois Asha Exak Kavish Schar Sachir. This is referring to a person who withholds the payment for a worker. Lois Salin, Lashai Nekeva. This is in the female form. Musa Bala Pa'ula. It's referring to the work that's being done. Ad Baikir, don't keep it until the morning. Beschir Yamakasa Medaber. This Pasuk is talking about a person who's hired during the day. Shetz Yasem Yishaka Chama. He leaves work once it gets dark. Lefikach Zman Gibo Schar Kal Laila. That means a man of time that you have to pay him is the entire night. By the morning, you have this iser, don't leave him unpaid until the morning. In another place it says, don't allow the sun to set on him. This is referring to a person who's hired to do work during the night. He has to be paid once it gets light in the morning. Therefore, the amount of time the employer has to collect the wages and pay him is the entire day. The Torah gives the employer, the Baal HaBayis, a full period to be able to seek out money to pay his worker. So if the worker worked at night, so he has the entire day to look for money to pay him, and if the owner worked during the day, he has the entire night to pay him. However, by the next morning or the next night, he would be over this iser of Lo Yisashayk if he doesn't pay him. Don't curse a deaf mute, and don't place a stumbling block in front of a blind person. You should have fear of your God, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Let's see Rashi for your Pasuk Yodalad, Lo Yisakal Cherish, Ainli El Cherish. I only know the Pasuk is talking about a Cherish. Mina El Rabbis Kol Adam. How do I know that we're not allowed to curse anyone, even if he's not a cheresh? Tam Olam is why the pasuk says, "Ba'amcha loy sa'ar." Anyone who's amcha, anyone who's your nation, don't curse them. So imkain, if so, ask Rashi, "Laman emer cheresh?" Why does this pasuk say cheresh? The answer is, "Ma cheresh miyochad shehu b'chayim." Just like a cheresh, he's unique, he's special, he's alive. Af kol shehu b'chayim. So to anyone that's alive, we're not allowed to curse. Yatzah hameis, that excludes someone who already died. Shein b'chayim, he's not alive. So technically, there is no isra to curse someone who already died. Lifnei evil asite michshol, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Now for sure, that means don't put a banana peel in front of a blind person so that he slips. But what else does that mean, says Rashi? Lifnei hasuma badavar. This is referring to someone who's blind in regards to a certain matter. Loisitin eitzah she'ena hagenis loy. Don't give him a piece of advice which is not good for him. Altimer, don't say, Machar sadcha v'kach l'cha chamar. Why don't you sell me your field and here's a donkey in exchange? V'at oikef olav v'noit lahimenu. Now you're twisting him to your advantage and you're taking something from him. Don't do that. Don't give someone bad advice. The pasuk concluded, V'resim elekechal fisha davar zeh enim asalabrias leide. This is something that other people don't know if your intention is good or bad. A person could always excuse himself and say, I only had good intentions. That's why the pasuk says, you should fear Hashem. Hashem knows what you're thinking. Also, anything that has to do with a person's heart, then no one else can know why he's doing it. It says about him, you should fear Hashem. Other people might not know what your intentions are, but Hashem does, so you have to be careful. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the second Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.